This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Demand for hazelnuts is increasing across the globe, due in part to brands like Nutella and its sweet chocolate spread. Production is on the rise in the U.S., but it pales next to Turkey, which grows around 70% of the world's supply. As Danielle Kading reports, researchers in the upper Midwest say hazelnuts have the potential to be a new crop for farmers in the region.
This is the sound of a machine used to process hazelnuts that Ariadna Chediek calls the cracker.
And when I turn the drill, the nut is cracked in here.
Chediek is an agricultural research assistant with the University of Wisconsin Extension. Those cracked hazelnuts fall onto a vibrating metal tray. From there, the kernels drop into a large container while pieces of the shell are sucked away. The nuts are being processed at the Northland College Food Center in Ashland for the American Hazelnut Company in southern Wisconsin. Chediek says the work is part of a larger effort to create a sustainable hazelnut industry from the American hazelnut, which grows wild in northern Wisconsin.
Well, this is a good area because there are native ones in here, and people used to harvest and collect and...
Todd Rothy, who manages the Northland College Food Center, says hazelnuts are just one crop that could be grown locally to benefit the region.
If we can identify at least one hazelnut product that could be processed, packaged, and distributed from our area, that's going to create jobs, keep dollars circulating locally, help build, you know, our local economy here.
The Universities of Wisconsin and Minnesota formed the Upper Midwest Hazelnut Development Initiative more than a decade ago to identify the best hazelnut seedlings for commercial production. They're now cloning those seedlings, which will start going out to growers next spring. UW Extension Agriculture Agent Jason Fishbach co-leads the initiative. He says hazelnuts could be a way to tap into the $34 billion global nut market.
And Wisconsin doesn't participate in that at all.
He says the American hazelnut could follow in the footsteps of another Wisconsin native, cranberries. The state grows more than 60% of the nation's cranberry supply. But he says hazelnuts take time to grow, with no harvest expected until 4 years after planting. Fishbach says the upfront costs are similar to fruit crops like apples and blueberries.
But then once it's established and growing, you've got a low input. Basically just do some weed control and harvesting, and you've got big income for years and years and years.
Agronomy professor Don Wise with the University of Minnesota says farmers can still earn money off the land while hazelnut trees mature.
They can be grown in an alley cropping system where you can farm between the rows.
He says hazelnuts have potential to become a major oil and protein crop for the upper Midwest, and the mature trees also offer environmental benefits.
And gives complete soil cover, excellent nutrient management, no erosion.
Other researchers, like horticulture professor Jed Cahoon with UW-Madison, says they're exploring a variety of native plants, fruits, and crops grown in other parts of the world that could hold potential for Wisconsin farmers.
Unfortunately, we find ourselves not only in the corn, soy, dairy world, but even in the specialty fruit and vegetable crops in an oversupply situation in many cases. So what we're really trying to do is figure out what our climate, soils, and unique production characteristics can do to give us a niche in agriculture that can't be replicated as easily elsewhere.
Fishbach thinks hazelnuts will be part of the mix. He says production costs in Wisconsin are lower than Oregon, which produces the vast majority of hazelnuts in the U.S. Plus, he thinks the flavor of native hazelnuts may favor the region.
So when people eat a fresh harvested, fresh roasted hazelnut, their eyes just explode. They're so excited. They just taste amazing.
If people follow their taste buds, Fishbach is confident the market will follow too. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.